is an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world to its own needs. Dummies serve your own needs, beat it up and not speed front, no strength, none matter, such a clatter with fear, fight down high. Wire in a fire, rivers in a seven games, in a government for hire, in a combat site. Let the weapon come in a hurry with the fury speeding down.
This is Radio Doomsday Live. I'm your host, Mike Luckman, and tonight's entire show is devoted to Don Thomas Calvo, the Maya's highest moral authority, keeper of the Mayan Book of Creation, and he's known as the Mayan Pope. He was just here at the United Nations speaking, Don Thomas Calvo and members of his group traveled here from Guatemala to address members of the United Nations, and they were also interviewed by CNN. And they're in New York, hopefully not stuck in this storm that's developing, Hurricane Sandy. And we're going to be talking to them in just a moment. I'm going to start with Tucker Robbins, who of the New York Design Center, who was nice enough to coordinate Don Thomas Calvo's appearance on Radio Doomsday Live. Tucker, can you just fill my audience in a little on what exactly is the nature of the Mayans' visit here to New York City?
The nature of Don Thomas's visit to New York City is to deliver the message of the of his ancestors that is of love. And it is to reassure us of our divine nature and that all is well. All is well. We are entering a new age and to be prepared for that.
Okay. And how would you describe, I'm going to ask him this in a minute or two, but how would you describe this new age that we're entering in and what, if anything, will be happening on December 21st? That makes it any different from the day before or the day after?
Well, I would have to say that is a question that Don Thomas will answer on.
Okay.
Answer. In the meanwhile, Don Thomas is on the other line, and the English is being translated to him to the Quiche.
Yes. All right. So my question, I'm just going to repeat the question. The question is, everyone is. Is focused right now on December 21st, 2012, which is the last date on the well-known Mayan calendar. And, of course, that calendar and that end date particularly has been misconstrued by many individuals who, unfortunately, believe that that is going to be the end of the world. Actually, the Reuters news agency had a poll, and they found that 10% of the world population believe that the world is going to end on December 21st, 2012. It's incredible. It's certainly not going to end on December 21st, but what I'd like to know is there anything that is going to be any different? Will we start to feel any difference spiritually in terms of that connection that you spoke of? As we move into December 22nd to December 23rd, into Christmas, into New Year 2013, how will it be any different than things that are right now?
Me está preguntando. Hello, my name is Eduardo. I'm the translator. Me está preguntando la persona que tenemos en la línea. Que cómo va a ser o cuál es la diferencia que estamos viviendo ahorita en este momento y lo que vamos a vivir después de diciembre, el 21 de diciembre del
2012.
Agradezco sus preguntas y les traigo un saludo de Chubilá desde la montaña de Guatemala.
I thank you for all your question and I send a big salute from Chubilá, Guatemala.
El cambio de la era maya no es una fecha fatálica, no es una catástrofe.
The change of the Mayan era is not a fatal day, it's not a catastrophe.
sino es una oportunidad para la humanidad para intentar de cambiar.
So it's a change for humanity, for us all to unite and change the world.
La gran sabiduría de los ancestros mayas nos han dicho que es una época donde entregamos un tiempo presente para recibir un tiempo futuro.
The high authorities of the Mayan people believe that this is a time to grab the present time and foresee the future.
Pero es una oportunidad para el ser humano para detenerse, ver sus pasos, regresar un poco, para saber qué está haciendo con este mundo.
And it's a time to reflect on what we have all done as humanity, to reflect on it and learn from that and move on and change the world.
Es la oportunidad para cambiar los sistemas, sembrar una forma nueva, una semilla, para tener cosechas diferentes y abundantes.
This is the opportunity for us to change, to make a change, and to plant that seed to have good harvests for the future.
Okay. I'm going to ask another question now that is on a different, entirely different subject. But I understand from speaking to other Mayan elders that I have talked to and met that there is a belief that that the Mayans' space gods, meaning extraterrestrials, will soon be returning back to Earth. Does Don Thomas Calvo believe that the space gods are going to be coming back here to Earth? And if so, when might that happen?
Me estoy diciendo de que hay una gran pregunta que se hacen todos, que si los dioses de las estrellas van a regresar, y si regresan, ¿cómo va a ser o cómo va a suceder?
Pues en cuanto a ellos, que se con el madre, yo que el nombre de Jajá, porque debo recoger un chenico, cogido a su costrenge chenico.
Es que no hay, no es que sean dioses, el único formador del mundo es el Lajau, y él es el que dirige este mundo, y lo vemos representado nosotros en el sol.
There are not any extraterrestrials. The only god we foresee is Ahau, who is the creator for Mayan culture, and he is the sun. So that's all that we are looking for.
Las estrellas siempre van a estar allá en la constelación, así como nosotros formamos parte del mundo.
The stars will be aligned and will be the constellation as we are all part of this world.
Cada estrella tiene su misión, así como cada ser humano tiene su misión sobre la Tierra.
Each star has a mission, as we as humans have a mission as well.
Okay, we're going to take a break for just a moment for our sponsor. Be right back. Buy Emergency Foods. Buy Emergency Foods is a place to go if you're looking for food that can be easily stored. It has a shelf life of up to 25 years. And their food products are made by Legacy Food, which is a key a manufacturer of supermarket quality food. And with the with all of these environmental problems that are happening and forms of extreme weather that seem to be happening more and more these days, it's a good idea to stock up on some food products from Buy Emergency Food. Remember, in an emergency, you can't eat cold, but you can eat food, Legacy Food, that can be ordered through Buy Emergency Foods. And their phone number is 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. Okay, we're back speaking with Don Thomas Calvo from Guatemala. He's here on a special mission. He's the Mayan's highest moral authority and keeper of the Mayan Book of Creation. What can you tell me, Don Thomas Calvo, about the Mayan Book of Creation? I understand that it was in your, that you were the keeper of this, and that it's been in your guardianship for some time, and that the parchment copy, which I believe is now on display at a museum in Chicago, was in your possession. And what is the Mayan Book of Creation? What does it say? Particularly, does it say anything about this this period of time?
Me está diciendo de que él sabe muy bien que usted tuvo la oportunidad de estar con el Popol Vuh en Chicago. Y me está preguntando qué es lo que dice de los tiempos del Maya ahorita.
Pues me quieres que estar debajo, estar ya soy el Popol Vuh con el Chicago, pues claro, pues si el visto, pues que tengo más, pues para que yo me quiero yo, que en contexto, que se acoge el testimonio, pues me quieres que tal el Popol Vuh, pues.
El Popol Vuh no es que diga algo diferente, sino simplemente es el resumen de todas las formas de conocimiento que nuestros ancestros los mayas dieron. Formas de conocimiento siguen siendo válidas hasta el día de hoy.
The Popol Vuh is not different of what we live as the human race, and it's also giving us all the knowledge to live by, and that's what we aspire to do.
Okay, all right. I would like to talk about the environment, because part of Don Thomas Calvo's message to the United Nations had to do with not only our having good relations with peaceful relations and harmony between members of the human race, but also being kind toward the environment. And right now the environment is getting worse and worse, it seems, with each passing day. What does he have to say about the problems that we're having right now with the environment?
Okay, me está diciendo de que él sabe que su mensaje a la ONU fue un mensaje que usted pidió la unidad entre la gente y la paz entre la gente, y también pidió por el medio ambiente. ¿Cuál es su mensaje de lo que está sucediendo con nuestro mundo y nuestra naturaleza ahorita?
Pues en cuanto a la máquina, yo aquí estoy en impresión, porque tenía que ver que hace 20 días, la loca la jamoncha que fue antes que vi, y con Jack, con la pita, la chaco y con un lazo no que es, la jana chumila, la que chaco, que fue que ahora con un bichico, con un parque, con un gancho.
Pues lo que se les dijo a los líderes del mundo es pedirles que realmente exista la unidad, que lejos de conjuntar conocimientos, filosofías, lo que hay que conjuntar es el corazón.
He's telling us that he wants to give the message to the world, and he's asking the politicians and the people around us to, instead of making plans for in politics, to actually unite people in different ways.
Y por eso es que el rol de los líderes de todo el mundo es que informen a su pueblo para que verdaderamente juntos abran su corazón, que pongan su hombro con hombro, su pie con pie, con pies descalzo, que juntos tratemos de hacer un mundo mejor.
So he's asking all the leaders of the world to be conscious about what they tell people and what they portray as politicians, to stand feet by feet, hand by hand, to really make a change and to create a change.
And the changes that he's calling for would have to do with improvements could be beneficial to protecting ourselves, protecting the environment from getting worse.
Me está diciendo que el mensaje que quiere saber, el mensaje que usted está tratando de dar, si es para cómo podemos ayudar y cómo podemos ser mejores para mejorar el medio ambiente.
Pues que vayamos las que son así que van tierras, pues ya ni se juntan, que no creo que no las quieren salir para que se haga como un cacho de caos, porque se juntan, que han hecho chambal, que es que no creen que es un cabro, que es un escudo, que es un escudo, pero van a entrar en su piso.
Pues el mensaje es que el ser humano lo que tiene que hacer es tomar de la naturaleza lo que necesita y dejar el resto para los demás.
The message is that the humankind needs to take from nature only what he needs and let others also to share with them.
O sea, que usted corta un árbol, tiene que sembrar más.
You cut a tree, you have to grow more.
Si usted toma agua, tiene que tratar de evitar que se desperdicie.
If you drink water, you have to try not to let it spare more. And
si usted consume plástico, tiene que saber que esto cuesta destruirlo, y entonces tiene que pensar qué es lo que consume.
And if you consume plastic, you need to know that it takes a long time for it to decompose. So be aware of what you're doing and be aware of what you're putting into the environment.
Y la electricidad que utiliza tiene que saber que de todos modos tiene que economizar.
And the electricity that you we utilize also needs to be used with conscience.
En resumen, usted tiene que tomar lo que necesita la naturaleza y dejar el resto para los demás.
So in general, you need to take only what you need and leave and share with others and leave them so that we can all take part in this conscious movement and conscious way of living.
Okay. Does he expect, and is there anything that is being prophesized by Mayans having to do with the environmental disasters? Because clearly the nature of the environmental problem keeps getting worse. And does he think that this is a period that we're entering in now that not only will mean spiritual changes, but also will produce massive earth changes that, could affect very large numbers of people?
¿Existe alguna profecía maya en donde estamos viviendo una época o vamos a vivir una época en donde el clima va a cambiar, no solo espiritual, pero también el clima?
Pues lo que tenemos que es lo que es, que es lo que es, lo que es, lo que es mal, lo que es, lo que es, lo que es, lo que es, lo que es.
El ser humano, no es que haya una profecía, lo que pasa es que el ser humano va a tener resultados de lo que está haciendo.
There's no prophecy in the Mayas. All that we know and all that we want to tell others is we are taking from the earth, and that's what we're receiving.
Si usted cuida sus recursos, tendrá recursos para mañana.
If you take care of our resources, we will have resources for tomorrow.
Si usted medita sus pasos, podrá tener un paso seguro.
If you meditate the way you walk, you will have a secure foot in the step.
Si usted economiza, lo tiene, podrá tener para mañana.
If you economize what you have, you will have for tomorrow.
Si no piensa en nadie más, en su descendencia, pues también ellos van a sufrir las consecuencias.
And if you forget about others, they will, the people around you and the people that are from your lineage will suffer.
Y por eso es que hablamos de abrir los corazones, porque lo que tenemos que romper en el ser humano es el ego, el egoísmo, el yo, sino abrirse a todo el mundo.
And that's why we ask everyone to open their hearts, and one of the highest philosophies in the Mayan world is to let go of the ego. And this time, in this space, we are utilizing our ego instead of using our heart.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting point. Does Don Thomas Calvo? Does he happen to know? I believe his name is Don Alejandro. He from Guatemala. He's the he's also known as Wandering Wolf. Could you ask him if he knows that gentleman?
Me está preguntando, Tata, si usted conoce a Don Alejandro, y si conoce algo sobre él, y si nos puede contar.
Sí, que yo algo mucho.
Sí, son verdaderos. Son varios los personajes que tratan de hacer un trabajo que han dejado los ancestros. Unos lo hacen más, otros lo hacen menos, pero de todos modos son varias las personas, porque no solo tiene que haber un misionero, todos tenemos que cargar nuestra carga.
Yes, he does know him. He's telling us that he's aware that there are many Mayan elders around the world trying to spread the message. Some do it less, some do it more, but it's very important for everyone to know that the Mayas also need to prophesize their message to the world.
Okay. Now, Wandering Wolf has said that this coming period of time will be marked by what he calls, and this is a direct quote, a great amount of pain and suffering, presumably that could affect millions of people and more on the planet. I mean, look right now, tonight, as we wait for this terrible hurricane to come, a third of the United States is supposed to may be affected by it, as many as maybe 80 million people. The weather conditions have really become extreme, and what used to be an extreme weather is becoming the normal weather. I'm wondering, does Thomas Calvo agree with Wandering Wolf in his outlook that there will be, unfortunately, a considerable amount of pain and suffering in the world because of the environmental because of coming environmental disasters?
Me está diciendo que hay una profecía que vino a decir don Alejandro y que él profetizó, y esto es una un dicho directamente de lo que él dijo, que el cambio va a ser acompañado de dolor y de mucha destrucción. Y lo que me está diciendo también es que si usted cree que ahorita que el cambio que está sucediendo ya es parte de esta teoría o de esta cosa que él dijo.
Pues eso es lo interesante. Usted ve la verdad, pero usted hace su interpretación de ella. Eso no quiere decir que sea la verdad absoluta.
It's very interesting what he says, but we all make we all attribute to what we think and what we feel. So that if you feel the truth, well, the truth may happen. So it's an absolute truth of what you portray as a human being.
Esta parte del mundo siempre ha tenido ese tipo de fenómenos por muchos años y los va a seguir teniendo. Es parte de la naturaleza del mundo.
This part of the world, the North American world, has always had this phenomena of making things into a big picture and catastrophes. So you actually have that phenomena that's been happening for many years.
Y eso es lo que hay que hacer la diferencia. Uno tiene que entender el paso natural del mundo.
You need to understand nature and you need to understand its cycle.
Y por eso es que el maya siempre agradecía cuando había mal tiempo, cuando había buen tiempo, cuando había frío, cuando había calor, porque el ser humano tiene que adaptarse a la naturaleza.
No matter what, the Mayas always said, and they always thank the gods and thank for the bad weather, for the good weather, because it's part of nature. It's part of living with it.
Okay, but I'm looking to get. I see what he's saying, but I'm trying to get a more specific answer on a very important question, which is whether he feels that we have anything to be really concerned about in the coming, let's say, the next couple of years regarding the environment being out of control.
Me está diciendo, pero ¿qué es lo que usted realmente siente? Y si debemos tener miedo de que va a suceder algo, especialmente lo que está pasando ahorita, en este momento, con el clima.
Pues ningún otro que creo que iré, ningún otro que no más, ningún otro que ningún otro que dice que
por eso es que decimos que no tenemos por qué tener miedo. El cambio del clima responde a fenómenos naturales que el mundo tiene, son ciclos, y por eso es que para los mayas el tiempo son ciclos.
This is why you do not to fear. I tell you not to fear, because these are cycles that we have to go through in nature. So the change of the climates are attributes of what nature brings to us.
Y por eso es que cuando el ser humano no se adapta, ahí es donde entra el miedo. Pero el miedo que hay que tener es a que los seres humanos no quieran abrir su corazón.
So the human being needs to open its heart, because when fear comes, that's when fear comes, and when the change, and we don't accept the change, that's when we have a problem. So we need to open our heart.
Y sobre todo porque en esta era la humanidad tiene la oportunidad, y si desaprovechamos esa oportunidad, la nueva oportunidad será dentro de 26,000 años.
So this is why the era is very important. This is a very crucial a new era we're going into, because we need to change the way that we're acting. And if we don't take advantage of this new era and this opportunity, it's going to be hard for us to really change.
Y por eso es que es importante ponerle atención, porque una oportunidad como esa, y eso es lo que vamos a hacer el 21 de diciembre en el cambio de era, agradecer esa oportunidad que tenemos de vivir este cambio.
It's very important for us to understand that this change of era is crucial for us, and this is what we will be doing on the 21st of December, is to thank for this opportunity to going into this era.
All right, we're going to take a break for a moment. I wanted to mention my latest sponsor, Buy Emergency Foods. If you're concerned about the hurricane and other things, natural disasters that have been happening lately, or to just save up for a rainy day, you can't buy gold in an emergency. You can't eat gold in an emergency, but you can buy food from, and I urge that you do so, from Buy Emergency Foods. The product is Legacy Food. I've tried it. It has it's really good. It's supermarket quality, at least, and it comes with all kinds of guarantees. It has a shelf life of 25 years. And you can reach Buy Emergency Foods by calling 888-543-7345, 888-543-7385. Incidentally, Radio Doomsday Live is on every Thursday night at 12 midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time on bbsradio.com, station number 2. Tell your friends, tell members of your family. It's an important show that you should be listening to every week. We've had other Mayan elders on the show and other people on a wide variety of subjects, all pertaining to the very unusual times, I think, that we're currently living in. I wanted to ask Don Thomas Calvo, and by the way, I'm like very honored to have Don Thomas Calvo as my guest tonight on Radio Doomsday Live, and I met him the other night over at Tucker Robbins' studio over at the New York Design Center, and I want to get Tucker on the phone too in a moment to talk about his end of this a very important visit. But first, I wanted to ask Don Thomas Calvo about Planet X. It's been known as different terms. It's been called Nibiru. It's been called a whole lot of different things. But there is a planet that apparently swings around from the outer edge of our solar system, way beyond Pluto, and comes in every 3,600 years toward Earth. Now, I've been studying this, and in fact, two of my associates were very key people in popularizing Planet X. One was the late Zechariah Sitchin, the author of numerous books about the existence of Planet X, and the other was Tom Van Flandern, who was former chief astronomer for the United States Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., and Tom made the government's initial announcement about the discovery of Planet X. This goes all the way back, and there have been since other announcements and stories that have come out in some major media, although the government and NASA specifically denies the existence of Planet X. But I believe that it is on its way back to Earth, and the only question is, where exactly is it? I was talking to Hunbot's men, one of the Mayan elders, Mayan solar priest who's based in the Yucatan. I had the privilege of meeting him about 2 years ago at a very unusual event called The Legend of the 13 Crystal Skulls. This took place at the FIT Auditorium in New York City about 2 years ago. And He definitely believes in the existence of Planet X, and I was wondering whether Don Thomas Calvo knows of Planet X, believes in the existence of Planet X, and if so, whether he feels that it might be, coming back in the vicinity of Earth very soon.
Me estaba diciendo que para él es un honor estar acá hablando con usted, y me está preguntando que se habla mucho del planeta X, Nadiru, que también le dicen, y este planeta tiene una órbita y ahorita está regresando cerca de la Tierra. Me está preguntando él que si usted sabe o cree en este fenómeno y que nos puede hablar sobre el tema.
Efectivamente, muchas de las estrellas de la constelación es posible que no son visibles al ojo del ser humano, que no tenemos por qué preocuparnos por lo que veamos o por lo que no veamos. La naturaleza está hecha perfectamente y cada uno tiene su rol en el mismo.
It is true that there are a lot of constellations and planets that we do not see and we cannot see with the human the naked eye. So we just need to be completely sure that what happens has its force of nature and has its purpose. So that's basically what he says about the subject.
Definitivamente, yo he hablado. Pues no. 20 minutos no van a alcanzar para tratar de exponerle la sabiduría maya.
Yeah, he says that in the time that we're in an interview right now, 20 minutes is not enough for me to explain the Mayan philosophy and the Mayan beliefs.
Lo importante es que quede en el corazón de todos, que el llamado es para todos, para que realmente conjuntemos nuestra energía y recibamos juntos el cambio de era.
And it's very vital for us to all embrace this new change of era. And so we all have to be united, and that's the message that he wants to portray to the world.
Porque el llamado para toda la humanidad, venga del sur, del norte, del este o del oeste, es para todos, para que juntos entremos a una nueva era donde este mundo tiene que hacer cosas diferentes para tener resultados diferentes y abundantes.
It doesn't matter if you come from the north, from the south, from the east or the west. We all have to be together to change this world, and we have the opportunity to do it in this new era.
Y que recuerden todos los habitantes de este mundo que el sol sale para todos.
And we must remind everyone who lives on this planet that the sun rises for everyone.
Okay, since you mentioned the sun, I want to ask a very important question having to do with the... We're currently in what scientists call a solar maximum period, which occurs every 11 years. I'll discuss this with Hun Botsman from the Yucatan, the solar priest there, having to do with the problem, increased problem of solar super flares that threaten to come in the direction of Earth. For some reason, the flares that come out from the sun usually go in the opposite direction. But recently, there have been some very strong solar flares that have come toward Earth and delivered glancing blows to Earth, even creating temporary disruption of radio transmissions. The question that I have is, NASA scientists have spoken about that in the worst case scenario, and by the way, the solar maximum is supposed to peak in 2013, so we're entering that period very soon. The question is whether or not the power grid could go down, which would have very profound effects. Would knock out, if that ever happened, it would knock out the distribution of food and transportation and medical supplies and everything would just shut down for periods of weeks or months or even longer. What does Don Thomas Calvo think is the likelihood or the possibility of the sun causing problems with the power grid.
Me está diciendo que se habla mucho que ahorita estamos en una era en donde el sol está dando muchos rayos y se llama el máximo movimiento solar. Me está preguntando que si usted cree de que este movimiento de sol o estas energías que el sol ahorita está tirando vayan a afectar de alguna forma la electricidad o cómo nosotros estamos viviendo ahorita en la Tierra.
Las explosiones del sol se han dado siempre y se seguirán dando siempre. La energía del sol sigue siendo la misma. Lo que ha pasado es que no todos los seres humanos la percibimos. No todos queremos tomar los rayos del sol. Hay quien busca la sombra. Hay quien se cuida del sol. Hay quien su piel es frágil. Pero el sol está ahí y claro que tiene una reacción sobre el ser humano. Pero no todos la queremos entender.
The solar flares have been, the solar movements and the solar highlights that have been happening, they always happen and they've had a long history and time. It's important for all of us to understand that the sun will have these cycles for the many years to come. It's also important to understand that there's people that do not want to embrace the sun the same way that others do. And it's also very true that all the phenomena that the sun brings with its energy does affect the human being and affects nature as well. So that's a very important thing that people need to know, that these changes and these phenomena do have an effect on the human being and on our planet.
Y por eso es que los mayas, nuestros ancestros, los mayas de ahora como yo, veneramos al sol, porque el ser humano no puede vivir sin el sol. El sol es una fuente de energía para las plantas, para el ser humano y para todo el mundo, pero no todos lo queremos aceptar.
It's important for all of you to understand that we take pride and we hail to the sun, because the sun is who brings us energy every day, who rises every day, who gives life to plants, who gives life to us as human beings and gives us energy. And it's important for everyone to understand that you need to utilize the sun and to feed off the sun. And it's important for everyone to do it, because there's a lot of people that don't want to take this into consideration.
Para terminar, quisiera remarcar lo que usted ha dicho, la importancia que tiene el sol y que ha tenido para la civilización maya y también para la humanidad. Que aceptemos todos ese rayo que nos manda cada día, que agradezcamos el poder verlo cada día. Porque como dicen nuestros ancestros, aunque el cielo esté nublado, aunque sea de noche, aunque estemos donde estemos, el sol siempre estará irradiando su luz a la tierra.
It's important for everyone to know that we take a lot of respect in the sun, and we want everyone to embrace the sun. And as we say, no matter if it's daylight or if it's night, if it's rainy or if it's sunny, it's always going to give off its energy, and we all need to feed from it. We all need to embrace it.
All right. Well, very good. Just going to take another quick break. This show, Radio Doomsday Live, which is on every Thursday night at 12 midnight Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time, is brought to you by Bi-Emergency Foods. In an emergency, you can't eat cold, but Bi-Emergency Foods would be the answer. They have legacy food, premium legacy food products. The food has a shelf life of 25 years. I've tasted it, and it's really very good, surprisingly good. You'll definitely want to check it out. They have, incidentally, the lowest prices of any of the companies selling so-called survival food. But I wouldn't even call this survival food. I would just call this good food that has a survival purpose behind it. Anyway, they're at 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. All right. I'd like to ask Don Thomas Calvo about potential pole shift, which seems to happen, at least some researchers, including myself, believe, approximately every 24,000 years. Now, which would put it in the window of basically the next period of time, a very immediate period of time, let's say within the next couple of years or so. The Hopi Indians also share a belief of some Mayans that a pole shift does occur. And the general opinion seems to be that that could take place within as soon as a couple of years from now, and the results could be very, very serious indeed. The Hopis speak of when the ice starts to melt as it is right now from Antarctica and from Greenland. The melt-off is like really extraordinary, that this could occur, in which the outer mantle or layer of the Earth completely changes around, moves around, and people are displaced in their normal place. They could wind up theoretically almost on the other side of the world. Does Don Thomas Calvo believe in the possibility of a pole shift, and if so, when does he think that that might take place, and with what kind of results?
Thank you very much for your question. Before we move on and answer that question, we'd like to thank you for the opportunity, and we'd like to also talk about that if anyone wants information of what's happening with this project, please log on to mayanow.org. where you can find all our journey and the journey of Mr. Tomas Calvo, and you can find about what the next events are about to happen. And we also want everyone to join us and to join forces with this great project that we're all trying to pursue with the Mayas here in New York City right now.
Before we go to that question about a pole shift, where else is Don Thomas Calvo and other and the other Mayan elders that are with him? Is he planning on going to any other countries in the near future?
Well, the project is starting right now in New York City, and we plan to take it globally and to take it to other places around the world. And this is a seed that Tucker Robbins is now planting with this project, and using the wisdom of the Mayan people to portray the message that we need to unite with a global approach. So yes, this project is intended to work art and to bring in designs and to bring in inspirations from the Mayas into the world. And the plan is to expand to different parts and different regions around this globe.
Okay. If I can add
right.
to that.
Yes.
Don Tomas has sent elders to Norway, and we're working on Paris and also Abu Dhabi.
Tucker, is Tucker Robbins
yes.
Been coordinating the visit. Tucker, what exactly are you trying to achieve with the Mayans and their culture, in terms of, you had mentioned to me something about fashion.
Thanks.
Is that part of what you have planned?
Well, I am listening to Don Tomas, working to understand this perspective that he has. We see culture, fashion, as something unique. From what I'm learning is that there is I hate the word spiritual, but there is a broader, a more of a oneness to be experienced in the message. What we wear, what we bring into the world reminds us of our true nature. So I'm working to find ways to translate that into utilitary pieces, things that we need, something that will remind us of our true nature, and that could manifest in fashion and home furnishings in many different ways. I feel that there's a new, this new era needs new ways of seeing our world.
All right.
And that's
okay.
What I'm exploring with Don Tomas.
Well, it sounds very exciting, Tucker. Let me go back to Don Tomas Calvo as we wrap this program up. My question has to do, my last question really has to do with a potential pole shift that seems to occur perhaps every 24,000 years, where the outer mantle of the Earth shifts, and consequently people are displaced, and there's it's a major change in the way that the Earth functions. And it would could affect millions of people, actually, and many more. Does Don Tomas Calvo believe that a pole shift is possible? And if so, when does he think that might occur?
Están preguntando que la profecía Hopi de los nativos americanos dice, al igual que la Maya, profetizan que los cambios polares y la Tierra cambia, tiene un cambio polar. Está preguntando si usted cree que esto va a afectar, y a pesar de que ya se están dando fenómenos en donde está derritiéndose el hielo, donde se está cambiando el clima a nivel mundial, él quiere saber cómo usted lo percibe y qué nos puede decir a todos nosotros.
Pues en cuanto a aquí trae que no van a venir, en cuanto a aquí trae que a un padre que es joven, en cuanto a porque ya no se hace barco, no es ni hija, no me hace coger, en cuanto a suerte.
Efectivamente, cuando hablamos de cambio, de positivo a negativo, de los polos, estamos hablando también del ser humano, que lo que tiene que cambiar es esa energía negativa que tiene, volverlo algo positivo. Si tiene demasiado positivo, también equilibrarlo con su energía negativa, para que hagamos cosas distintas. Y por eso es que hablamos que la humanidad tiene que tener ese reflejo, para que haga cosas distintas, para que tenga cosechas diferentes.
In fact, it is true. The negative and positive forces need to align with each other. And the humankind plays a very important role in how this balance is created. Don Tomas is telling us that he would like everyone to understand that whatever we do in the positive side, we need to compensate our poles and our shifts to become better people and to become better citizens of the world.
So does Don Tomas Calvo believe that a pole shift could actually happen within the next couple of years or soon thereafter?
Me está preguntando entonces si en verdad Don Tomás cree que va a haber este cambio de polos va a suceder en los próximos años.
Es que verdaderamente cuando hablamos de cambio, se refiere, esto es así, esto lo tenemos que entender de forma metafórica. No es que sea exactamente A y B, sino realmente la reacción que va a tener en el ser humano. Y claro que esperamos un cambio, pero el cambio es la oportunidad que tiene el ser humano. No son cosas físicas, claro. El desarrollo del mundo y las cosas físicas tienen que darse y tienen su propio ritmo. Pero el cambio que verdaderamente tiene que darse es en el cambio de actitud, de sentir y de pensar del ser humano.
Tata, Tomás is telling us that it's very important for everyone to understand in a very metaphorical way. The reason why we need to understand in a metaphorical way is because what is happening, the shifts that are happening around the world and the changes that are currently occurring are all consequences of what the Earth and the cycles need to move by, and also what we as human beings have been doing to our world. it's very important for us to really change our mentality, to change the way we perceive and the way we act. So that is what he believes. And he believes this is the great opportunity for us to really make a change. And now is the time to do this.
All right. Fine. I guess that's as far as we can find out on this at the moment. I wanted to very much thank Don Thomas Calvo and people who were with him. And I also want to thank Tucker Robbins of the New York Design Center for making this interview, making the arrangements for this interview. And Tucker, if we could just wrap this up, I would like to, hear just a little bit more about what you have planned for your work with.
This is a great message that Don Tomas is delivering and helping me and helping the people around me to visualize, to experience, to prepare for what could be this new world that is upon us. And of course we're talking about 1,000 years, so we've been already prepared. And yet there's some extraordinary moment about to happen. And I believe that it's from the heart. We have been trained so much around a thought process and materialism that to disconnect from that and to start to work from the heart, to care for one another, to care for community, to care for our earth seems to be the fundamental nature of it. And something will come. I mean, just like inventions happen out of, where do they come from? I don't know. But they make themselves evident. There is a longing from within the human heart that will pull a present and pull something to us. And I feel that as long as we all are recognized that is what's needed, we can make it happen.
All right. Well, we're ending on a very, very positive note. Thank you, Tucker Robbins. Thank you, Don Thomas Calvo, and the members of the Mayan delegation from Guatemala. You're tuned to Radio Doomsday Live. I'm your host, Mike Luckman. Tune in next time, next week, Thursday. We always have live guests who are very interesting, having to do with all kinds of subjects that are very, very today. And I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much. Signing off.
Thank you, Mike.
Dice que muchas gracias.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world to its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up a notch, speed front, no strings, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fire.